Welcome to this tutorial on how to use AT Prime to get your screen reader to announce changes in the text of an object. What with the varying degrees of accessibility of controls and objects which we find in applications, it has traditionally been quite a task to master a screen reader to get the maximum amount of useful information from a control that can be focused using standard navigation or special navigation modes. Even more complex is the task of setting your screen reader to alert you automatically when there are changes in the text of an object which doesn't even have keyboard focus. Some screen readers, such as JAWS, have very powerful tools to let you monitor objects so that changes in their text are announced automatically. But the problem with many of these customization tools is that they can be really difficult to master and are therefore often overlooked by users who could benefit from them. AT Prime makes it very easy to monitor objects for changes in their text, so that while you're focused on one control in a window, your screen reader can read out changes in a different object somewhere else in the window. There are two ways you can do this in AT Prime. One way is to turn on the feature from the AT Prime menu when you are focused on the control you want to monitor. And the other way is to set the feature for the selected object in the window inspector list. I'll start by showing you the first way using the AT Prime menu. You will have noticed from the earlier tutorials that there's an edit field in the demo app window called Current Total, which contains a number which updates every 5 seconds. The number and the 5 second interval don't matter. The control just simulates what might happen in the case where there's a control which updates from time to time. We can imagine a situation where you need to be aware of every time it updates. It could be a stock price, for example, or some kind of sales figure. First, I need to tab to the Current Total edit field.
Current Total, edit 567. Remember to order more stock if the total exceeds.
And here it is. To activate the feature which monitors for changes, I open the AT Prime menu.
Context menu.
And look for the item, Turn on Speak Changes for the current object. I know that this item is near the bottom of the menu, so I'm just going to arrow up to find it.
Exit 8, refresh 8, turn on speak changes for the current object K.
And here it is. And I'll press enter.
Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple win.
I'm going to tab away from the current total field.
Hello button display. 579.
And every 5 seconds, as we can hear,
580.
The screen reader reads the new number as the control updates.
581.
I can quickly turn off this monitoring by selecting the Turn Off Speak Changes
menu
item in the AT Prime menu.
Turn off Speak Changes K. Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple win.
Since the Turn Off Speak Changes item will only be present in the menu if you have already turned on the feature, you can find out if the feature is active at any time by opening the AT Prime menu and arrowing up to see if the Turn Off item is there. But what if you want to monitor changes in an object that doesn't normally receive keyboard focus? Well, you could turn on Optimize Tabbing Mode and tab to the object, and then turn on Speak Changes from the AT Prime menu. But it's easier to use the Window Inspector instead. To show you how to do it in the Window Inspector, I'm going to use the free audio application Audacity to show you how you can monitor changes in the peak recording level. I have opened Audacity and I can start recording at any time if I want, but I want to know that my microphone recording level is okay. There's a recording level meter on Audacity's toolbar and it should be possible to access it using your screen reader's special navigation modes and cursors. But it can be quite tricky to do that. But it's very easy in the Window Inspector. I open the Window Inspector.
Context menu. Window Inspector AT Prime dialog. List. Grabber. Unknown object. One not selected. 1 of 68.
And the objects in the Audacity window are now shown in the list. When a sighted user wants to monitor the recording level, they would have to turn on record level monitoring by right-clicking the record level meter on the toolbar and then select Start Monitoring from the pop-up menu which is then displayed. After that, they would just glance at the changes in the recording level as the input audio, Our first task, therefore, is to right-click the record level meter and to select the Start Monitoring command. This has to be done before we turn on the Speak Changes feature in AT Prime. I need to find the record level meter in this rather long list of objects in the window inspector. I'll press R until I come to the record level meter.
Restore, record meter peak minus 60 dB, split button.
And here it is. Now I need to simulate a right click on it. And I do that by selecting the right click command in the Actions menu.
View submenu, Actions submenu, Alt, activate object and select object, right click on object, F10 to display the object's shortcut menu, if any are. Audacity, context menu. Start monitoring S.
AT Prime closes the window inspector and clicks the record level meter with the right mouse button. And here we have the pop-up menu from which I can select the Start Monitoring command.
Audacity, track view table.
Now I have to turn on the Speak Changes feature, and I do that by opening the window inspector and finding the record level meter again in the list.
Context menu. Window inspector AT Prime dialog. Record meter peak minus 60 dB. Split button. 12.
And this time I open the Actions menu and select the last item in the list.
View submenu, Actions submenu, or activate object, Speak Changes in Objects Contents, F12, switch this off later in AT Prime's main menu. C. Audacity. Record meter monitoring peak minus 34 dB.
The window inspector closes.
Record meter monitoring peak
and
minus
as I
18
speak,
dB.
And the peak level changes. The screen reader lets
record
me know
meter
the
monitoring
updated
peak
level.
Minus 17 dB.
As the Speak Changes menu item in the Actions
record
menu
meter
tells
monitoring
you,
peak minus 10
you turn
dB.
Off Speak Changes in the AT Prime menu.
Record meter monitoring peak minus 1 dB.
So I simply open the AT Prime menu and arrow up until I find Turn Off Speak Changes and press Enter.
Context menu. Turn off Speak Changes K. Audacity. Track view table.
It's as easy as that. No special modes, no keystrokes to learn, and no scripting. Just selecting commands from menus in AT Prime.